Introduction. In February of 2005, my fiancé and I sped down Interstate 35 in his gold Mazda on our way to Iowa. Just across the border from Minnesota, a large sign read, "Iowa, Fields of Opportunity." Half a mile later, another sign, this one handwritten on a piece of cardboard, read, "Acreage for Sale." I laughed. And then, a few minutes later, I was crying. I did not want to move. I wanted to stay in Minneapolis, a city where I felt I had real opportunities. Instead, I was getting married and moving to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, a city that at the time didn't have a freestanding Starbucks. Not that I like Starbucks, but in my mind, it was a marker of civilization. Instead, what I had were bookstores and Targets that proudly brewed Starbucks coffee. "Even Wisconsin has a Starbucks," I said as I looked out the window at the endless gray skies and the frozen dead fields full of nothing except snow and the remnants of a growing season that seemed so far away. As we drove into Cedar Rapids, the place we would soon call home, Dave pointed out restaurants and stores. "Look, an Applebee's. You like hamburgers. Look, a Famous Footwear. You like shoes." I nodded gamely. I wanted to be a team player. I wanted this to work. But I felt so lost in a city where I was never more than 5 minutes from an open field. And he assured me we'd move back one day, for my career, once his was established. It's the kind of compromise that couples forge to make their mutual dreams and ambitions coexist. Your turn, then my turn, the give and take of any functioning relationship, the foundation of a functional society. Your turn, then my turn. Dave and I were often trying to compromise. We couldn't have been more opposite. Him quiet, me loud, him conservative, me 2 steps away from joining Greenpeace. But we'd make it work. Whatever divide, we would overcome it. 11 years later, Donald Trump was elected president. And just a year after that, I moved out and filed for divorce. We hadn't been able to make it work. The space between us was too big. Neither of us knew exactly when it happened, but it had come up on us slowly, like boiling a frog in water, except the frog is wearing a MAGA hat. Or maybe that's not entirely honest. Maybe we had been so busy trying to make it work that we ignored the larger rifts, the fights we had over politics and religion, so determined to unite that we gaslit ourselves about reality. From 2005 to 2017, the space between us grew and grew, stretching the limits of any compromise we were willing to make. It was a personal break that mirrored the national one. I had supported Hillary Clinton. He had voted for Donald Trump. And once we realized that, our marriage was so broken, there was no fixing it. Middle America is a dissonant space. Pulled between the extremes of the coast, we have the reputation of being a moderating milquetoast place, full of bland casseroles we call hot dish, and passive-aggressive assurances that we are fine, fine. Or, in the more elegant words of the Dar Williams song, we don't like to make our passions other people's concerns. But to believe so fully in the bland passivity and unity of Middle America is to miss a more complex reality, contradictions, opposites, dissonance, that pulls, screams, and threatens to break.